Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Let's talk about state politics a little bit here. The Democrats need to find somebody to run against Ron Johnson. He absolutely positively has to go. He can't stay in power in the Senate. Second of all, this state is looking at $6 to $8 billion, with a B, you might want to Google it, to get the roads and infrastructure fixed up to a grade of B, not an A, just a B. Instead of focusing on things like this, what does the Republican Senate do in this state? Voids the mandate for masks. That's like, what? It's the only thing I can think of here why they would do anything like this is there's still a Trump party. Trump, somehow or other, still controls these people. And you know Voss on the assembly is going to go right along with this. Really, maybe I'm using too strong a term here, but that's almost genocide. I have a friend that runs a business. It's a lot easier for him to have a sign on the door, Governor Evers mandated mask in his building. He can simply say, hey, you know, I have to follow the law. Now he's going to have to depend on his county to put that into effect. You basically are, I don't like to get too, throw words around like kill, but the bottom line is that the Republicans are the pro-life party. I don't know where these people heads are at. I just, you know, it's too early in the morning for me to get this excited, but this mask thing to me is a big deal. I wear a mask, I protect you. You wear a mask, you protect me. That's the only way we can fight the virus right now, other than the virus that's coming down the road. Why in the world would they do this, Matt? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And you're raising a good issue. Slammer called in a little while ago and talked about it some too. Let me address it right now. Yesterday, the Senate voted 18 to 15 to as a resolution to get rid of Evers' mask mandate. And the kind of the constitutional fig leaf they used was the governor has the ability to declare an emergency for 60 days. And so he does a 60-day mask mandate. And now it's 61 days. So he can't, you know, he can't continue it. And Evers' point, which I agree with, is this is a recurring emergency. It's not like this is some seamless thing. This is it's a new emergency. So here's another. Luke, you got something to say on this?
Yeah. Are you telling me that COVID didn't get the memo from the Wisconsin GOP that after 60 days it had to go away? Like,
yeah, you know, well, what you're saying, what Slammer said and what Wisco Paul is saying is this. Look, so why are they doing this? You're right. They're going to go to the assembly. Voss is the most hypocritical. Here's the guy. Remember the April elections last year? He said, people have nothing to worry about. We're not going to postpone them. And he shows up in a space suit with a hazmat outfit with a kind of protective gear that nurses don't even get. And of course, it was ridiculous. But I think what's going on is this. The Republicans, there is a Trump QAnon element in the Republican Party now, and it's a fight for the Republican Party. What the Wisconsin Republican Party doesn't understand is that in Republican states around the country, there are mask mandates. Governor DeWine of Ohio had one. He's a Republican, a conservative Republican. He had one. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of just common sense. And Paul, for your friend with, let's say, a bar, a restaurant, or a store, just so they know, they can impose it themselves. In other words, they can say, I own the store, so this is my real estate. You want to come in here, you have to have a mask. I don't care what the county does, and I don't care what the state does. He can do that. But your good point is that then some customers get riled up, whereas if he can say, well, it's required by the governor or whatever, then that makes it easier on him, and I agree with that. One other thing to keep in mind is that counties can impose these mandates. So I assume that Milwaukee will impose a mandate. I assume Dane County will impose a mandate. I assume the counties with the largest populations will. I also assume that the smaller counties won't, that they'll think this is a freedom thing. You know, everything else has been taken away. We have a gig economy of part-time work. People have two or three jobs. They're making a little over minimum wage. And if they work at Walmart, they're being trained how to put in for Medicaid and for food benefits, food stamps. And everybody says, oh, okay, but they let me not wear a mask. Well, you wear a mask. Well, yeah, I do, but it's nice to know I didn't have to. That's what they're willing to trade all this. Yeah, Luke, what do you got in your mind?
Here's a quick preview of probably what Voss is going to talk about on Thursday.
You are incredibly safe to go out.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
So that's pretty much where we stand with where Voss and the Assembly is going to go with this, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know what he's going to do. And then it's all of a piece. And remember something, Trump increased his rural vote this time. He increased it. Where he lost were in the suburbs and exurbs, about on the larger cities, especially in Milwaukee and Dane County, where people weren't going to stomach this thing, former Republicans and independents. So there you have it. They vote to get rid of the mask mandate. It's the only public health mandate still protecting us from COVID in the state. The only one. Everything else got thrown out either by the Supreme Court, Republican Supreme Court, or by the legislature. And the legislature is very sneaky. You got to understand, Voss went to a judge up in St. Croix County. St. Croix County is the Republican county where the chairman posted in Latin, if you want peace, prepare for war. And they finally got rid of him only because he got smoked out and he got a lot of attention to this thing. So Voss thought, good, I'll have the judges get rid of the mask mandate. And the judge up there wasn't a bad judge. He looked at it, he said, you're trying to use me. You could do this by resolution. You're doing this to pass the buck, and it ain't going to happen. Get out of here. So now they're passing it. Well, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what assemblymen vote for this, because I'll tell you, anybody in the assembly is a Republican anywhere near a large city. And the Republicans lost two assembly seats in the Milwaukee area, Deb Andraca at the North Shore, and then I think it's Sarah Rodriguez from Elm Grove Brookfield. She's a medical professional. Elm Grove Brookfield in the North Shore. Are you kidding me? Whitefish Bay, Fox Point. They never would have gone Democratic. But this time around, they're also not going to put up with this kind of stuff. And it's going to extend out a little more. But there you have it. There you have it. Honest to Pete, 18 to 15, the gerrymandered. And it's also gerrymandered. We get more legislative votes than they do. And we get a third. We get a third, a little over a third of the votes in the state led in the assembly. And they're going to say no mask, and they're going to giggle, and people walk around. And when they do have masks, they have it down over their chins. And so, you know, they have to be policed. And let's get rid of the Republican Party. It's not the Republican Party of Lee Dreyfus in the past, or Tommy Thompson.
And let's not
to a break.
And let's not joke around. Like, I'm sure that Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu are refusing to go into any businesses that don't wear masks. And if anybody tries to come up and talk to them without wearing a mask, unless it's being filmed for political purposes, they're taking all the precautions in the world. So they totally don't even believe in this themselves. It's just a power grab.
No, you're right. And they don't go door to door. They don't go shaking hands in the crowd. It's rank hypocrisy. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. We'll get back. If there's any comment more on the masks, love to hear it. But you just have a legislature that is jeopardizing. And not only that, most of the people on the health committees were the ones that opposed the mask mandate. Are you kidding me? The majority Republicans on the various health committees in the legislature oppose a mask mandate. This is medieval. Got to get rid of these people. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.